The question I have for Patrick O'Donnell is, I do know you were running for assembly, and has all that money been returned for contributions, one? Two, are you willing to sign a document saying that in 2 years you will not run for another office, that you would actually stay your 4 years and not run for another office?
To your question about me running for the assembly, I am not running for the assembly. You asked about a past campaign account, correct?
That your assembly campaign account.
Right. I returned some of it, but not all of it, and I don't completely know the status of what's where. But there is money going back to people who gave it to me originally.
Well, if you're not going to run just for assembly, I would assume you would return all of it.
Okay, and I may very well. Right now, I got to be honest with you, I am focused on running for the city council. And that takes an awful lot of time. Listen, I have a full-time job. I'm the only guy up here with a full-time job going to work, 9 hours a day. And I've got to do it in a week. It's not an easy task, I can assure you. But it's something I've chosen to tackle because I believe in my community. I believe I can make a positive difference. And others believe I can, too. Oh, I am not running for the assembly.
No, are you going to put that in writing somewhere? Are you willing?
I'm not a guy who jumps into signing all kinds of pledges.
Hold on. Okay.
You've got my word here, so listen to me. Are you going to listen? All right.
How do you know if a politician's lying?
Okay, well,
their lips are moving.
What you're telling me right now, what you're telling me, though, is you're not going to be happy with anything I do. That's really what you're telling me. And what I'm telling you is I'm giving you my word, okay? But I'm not, the minute I start signing things, then you're going to require them to sign things. And that's, I think they would agree too, is kind of a sordid path to go down.
Thank you.
Listen, I realize not all my answers are going to make you happy. But, I try to represent my community to the best I can. I know we had issues over the marijuana dispensaries in the past. I know you haven't always been happy with my votes. But I can tell you I'm acting in the best interest of my community and protecting it, too.